It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up on Central Time, does Wisconsin have a skills gap? We'll hear the results of an ongoing report on job opportunities and challenges facing Wisconsin employers and workers.
First, we're learning about a new twist in the immigration debate. Late yesterday, a federal judge in Texas ruled to temporarily block President Obama's executive actions on immigration. The actions were set to go into effect tomorrow.
Alan Gomez is here to break down the news for us. He's an immigration reporter for USA Today. Alan, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so this federal judge in Texas blocked the president's immigration plan. What did the judge say about this decision?
All right, so basically he's saying that the president definitely has some discretion to decide which undocumented immigrants to deport from the country. They refer to that as prosecutorial discretion, and he says, yes, every president's used it for 50 years, and Obama can use it as well. But by creating this large program to protect up to 5 million people from deportation, giving them work permits, giving them Social Security cards, that the president has overstepped his constitutional authority. So he blocked it for now. He's not ruling on the actual sort of the chunk of the law. What he's saying is that this has that it should go to a larger hearing to determine if it's legal. So he blocked it for now. It was set to go into effect tomorrow. So basically everything's on hold right now.
And part of the issue, too, I gather, was that whether states like Texas, which is one of the lead states here, and states like Wisconsin, which is also signed on, have standing, are in some way maybe materially harmed by the president's action.
Exactly. Most of the order that the judge wrote up, and it was a lengthy, well-thought-out, 123-page opinion. And what he was arguing throughout it is that these states, because the president would do this and protect them and allow them to stay here and work here, that they would be responsible for paying for health care for their kids. They would be responsible for medical care, for all unemployment benefits, for a whole list of things that the states would end up putting the bill for. So that's why he says that there is harm that these states can show that's going to be done to them if the president carries through this order, and that's why he allowed them to proceed with this case.
So this isn't a done deal, as you said. This is not a final ruling, but the president's action is on hold. What is the program that is now currently on hold based on what this judge said?
So if you remember, there was a program a couple of years ago, back in 2012, called the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. That program has already granted deportation protections for up to close to 700,000 undocumented immigrants. This does not affect that at all. Those folks are fine. They can stay here. Everything's great there. What it blocks is what the president announced last year to expand that dramatically. So it was going to be about another 300,000 people who are going to be able to qualify under that program. But more importantly, up to 4 million undocumented immigrants who were parents of U.S. citizens, parents of legal permanent residents, they were going to be protected, and they are also now in limbo because of this order.
So what materially changes, though, as far as enforcement? I'm guessing that this judge's order doesn't mean that the people covered in that expanded program are about to be deported immediately.
Exactly. Yeah, no, the president still can continue doing what he's doing, which is focusing what they refer to as their limited enforcement dollars on serious criminals, on undocumented immigrants that are threats to national security, that are members of gangs and things like that. So the enforcement apparatus of the United States, that's ICE, Customs and Border Protection, all those kind of folks will continue focusing solely on what they deem these higher-risk undocumented immigrants. So they will continue doing that, and the judge can't change that. All it does is change this program to formally grant them deportation protections, the work permits, the Social Security cards, all that sort of stuff.
Now, getting to the people who brought this to court, the states, a state like Texas, obviously on the border at the center of immigration, also states like Wisconsin, maybe not such a huge issue. Why so many, 26 states filing against this executive action?
Well, I mean, the easy answer for that is all 26 of those have Republican leadership running the state, be it the governor or the attorney generals in those states. Those are the ones that have signed on. So in a way, this is definitely has a very a very deep political undercurrent running through it. There was about another 12 states who opposed it, who filed briefs to support the president. Those are all coming from Democratic states. So it really comes down to sort of that political back and forth that we've been fighting over immigration for so many years now in this country. And so, yeah, it's all those Republican states. It's a lot of southern states and a lot of places that absolutely do have a lot of undocumented immigrants in those states. I mean, I think it's something like 48% of the undocumented immigrants that live in this country come from those 26 states that are suing to stop the president's action right now.
Now, the Obama administration replied quickly, saying, no, we think the president's actions are legal. This will keep going in the courts. What is the next step?
Well, the next step is they're going to file an appeal to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. A lot of people who are watching this weren't exactly surprised that this judge ruled the way he did. In previous orders, he's spoken out pretty forcefully against the actions by the president. In this order, he was very clear, calling the president disingenuous at times, saying that he's ignoring the dictate of Congress. So it wasn't that much of a surprise that this judge ruled the way he did. Now it moves over to that Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, who seems to have a different perspective. Few years ago, they ruled on a case, another Texas case, that had to do with a small city called Farmers Branch that was trying to make it difficult for undocumented immigrants to rent places to live in their city. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals overturned that law, struck it down, and in that case, they argued that the federal government has the exclusive authority over the regulation of immigration. So a lot of people are expecting that this decision today is going to get overturned by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Of course, it will continue being appealed all the way up to the Supreme Court, and it's up to the court whether they're going to weigh in on the case.
Now, this is states against the federal government. That's one side of the story. Now, in Congress, too, we've been watching congressional efforts to block the same program, in part by changing Homeland Security funding. No deal reached yet. Possibility of a partial shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security. Does this court ruling affect what's going on in Congress at all?
I think it does. I mean, because what you've had over these last couple of weeks is basically Republicans in the House and the Senate trying to use, as you said, that Department of Homeland Security funding bill, which is incredibly important. It funds CBP, TSA, the Coast Guard. And so they're trying to use that funding bill to block the president's order. Enough Senate Democrats have been able to kind of stay together and block it. But what this does now is Republican leadership on the Hill have already been using this ruling, saying, look, it's already been deemed unconstitutional, which isn't technically true. He just argued that they have standing. But they're trying to say that, look, this ruling shows that we're on the right track, that we need to pass this funding bill that also blocks the president's action. So I think they're going to be a little bit more emboldened to continue down that path. But we only have until February 27th, which is when the department runs out of funding. Congress is off this week, and they only get a few working days next week. So we're going to be coming very, very close to the brink of a partial shutdown for the department.
So, again, states against the federal government in federal court, Congress against the executive branch, Supreme Court may weigh in somewhere. Everybody's saying something here on this immigration issue. Very tangled. Any chance of some sort of bipartisan something, even at a small level, happening in, I don't know, the next 2 years?
I'm just trying to sit here and resist my laughter. From what we've seen out of this Congress and working with this president, I mean, I think any chance of everybody kind of coming out of this and saying, okay, now let's sit down and write a nice immigration bill that both sides can agree on, I just can't really envision that happening. They've had really good chances over the last couple of years to get something like that done. But the second that the president announced this program, he said he was pushed. He was forced to do it because Congress wasn't doing anything. Then he introduced this plan, so Congress got even more mad. So, no, I think it's just everything's going to be a little bit too raw for them to be able to come back and find some sort of compromise. Add the fact that we're rolling into 2016 and the elections, and the idea of Congress, magically suddenly coming together and passing a broad immigration bill in the face of those elections, I just can't see it happening.
So all we'll see in terms of anything changing will probably come from courts, if anywhere.
Exactly. So, one way or another, they're going to end up funding the Department of Homeland Security. I don't think any Republican is going to allow for that department to sit there unfunded for weeks, forcing all these Border Patrol agents, all these Coast Guard folks to work without being paid. I don't think that's going to come down on them pretty hard, I think, if they try to push that tax. So eventually they'll figure out a way to fund it. So, yeah, what we're left with is basically this legal battle over the president's plan. Again, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, they're up next, so that could be a matter of days. It could be a matter of weeks before they decide. But it's going to continue playing out in the courts. And in the meantime, you got these close to 5 million undocumented immigrants who right now are kind of standing there with their applications ready because this program was set to start tomorrow. And they're sort of just wondering what's going to happen. So it's everything's a little bit confusing right now. We even haven't even gotten guidance from the Department of Homeland Security about whether these undocumented immigrants should go ahead and send in their applications. So, yeah, today everybody, I think, is a little confused trying to figure out what to make of it. And unfortunately, I think we're going to be like that for the next few weeks.
Alan, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you. Always a good time.
That was Alan Gomez, immigration reporter for USA Today. He was with us to talk about the news that a federal judge has blocked President Obama's immigration plans.